disappointed with the result, if I'm being honest. I thought first half an hour, second half, we looked like we were going to go on and win the game. Last 15 minutes, Dunfermline put us under a little bit of pressure, but I thought on another day we maybe could have won that, but a draw against the top of the league, very good team, Dunfermline as well, we've got to be happy about it.
Yeah, you said on Thursday, Colin, that your team's getting better and better. I mean, that was probably one of your best plays of the season, despite, apart from beating Forfar, obviously. But.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we are improving. We did say that all through the season. It's sort of a work in progress type of thing, and you can see that with the lads. The lads are they're getting to know each other a little bit more. They're getting a bit more experience in this league, and they're starting to play. But I was pleased with the performance. I thought the boys were brilliant.
Defensively, you played well as well.
Yeah, defensively they're improving as well. If you think we lost 7-5 to Dunfermline before, but. Last week kept a clean sheet, this week we've kept a clean sheet. The boys, it just takes time sometimes. We've been working on the defence since the start of the season, and it's good to see the progress that they've made, and full credit to them because they come in every week and work hard, and they're finally getting the rewards.
You must be pleased with how threatening you were, particularly in the second half. You had a couple of really good opportunities that on another day might have gone for you.
Yeah, I think that's one thing we have had all season as well, is we've looked like a goal threat. We have got good players going forward. We've got good players all over the park, and it's I think at the start of the season we got knocked a few times, but they're getting their confidence up now and they're starting to play switches, and the boys deserve all the credit.
Thanks for that.
Just